This is a WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. This is a WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
That music there, that's just for you, Nate.
Thank you.
Nate
Williams. I feel like we've gotten used to this, you know, the theme song. I feel like I'm the only person who asked for a opening song.
I think you are the only one.
You look so happy to do it. Thank you, Scott.
No problem. This is what I prepare for each week. It takes about a month to prepare for Nate coming in here.
Thank you.
Nate Williams, Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. So what all is happening with the parks?
We're bustling right now. A lot of stuff happening. A lot of people in the parks. Beautiful days outside. I mean, that people want to get outside. People are covering tennis and pickleball courts, walking our trails, getting on bike trails, also enjoying our indoor facilities as we start to ramp up towards the spring and summertime. And this morning, you know, one of the places that is bustling, it's not Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, but another department, Old Fort Golf Course. And it's hopping. I brought Trey Adams here with us today just to talk about some of the renovations that have happened out there and some of the new things at Old Fort we're really excited about.
Trey, I don't have any music for you.
He's easier to get along with, I promise.
So what is happening this time of year at the golf course?
The second week in April, that's Masters Week. That's kind of the unofficial kickoff to golf season. For a lot of the golfers, sunshine and 50 degrees was enough to get the clubs out. But for everybody, second week in April. So starting April 1st, now that we can kind of look forward to some warmer weather, our first tee time begins at 7 a.m. With the time change a couple weeks ago, we're open until 7 p.m. or sunset, even longer days as we get later in the summer. We're just excited to welcome everybody back, fully open for a year after renovations, and looking forward to a great year.
For those who may be new to the area, can you rent a golf cart at the golf course?
Yeah, so you can come out with, you know, just your clothes, basically, and tennis shoes.
Good to wear clothes.
Yeah, good to wear clothes.
Yeah, it's that kind of golf course. Yeah,
we do require clothes. We don't have a strict dress code, but we do require clothes.
We have a golf shop.
We have a golf shop if they need clothes. But yes, they can rent clubs. They can rent golf carts.
Oh, so you can rent everything for the clubs? All of it. Okay. Do some people show up with their own clothes, but golf cart as well?
No, we don't allow personal golf carts.
Rent the golf cart there. All right. And then what does that golf course look like for beginners? Do you have a place for beginners to kind of learn?
We've got a couple options. If you want to play at Old Fort, we've got 5 different sets of tees to play from. You can pick a set of tees that's closer to your skill level that matches well with that. People can also just utilize their driving range, their practice areas. And then we also have the 6-hole par 3 course, Bloomfield Links, is a great way for younger players, especially, but for any new player to kind of get their feet wet, so to speak, when it comes to golf.
Tell us about those renovations, because you guys were closed for how long?
We were closed for about 6 months, reopened September of last year, and great reviews, going well. I think people will be excited to get out and see the changes.
The golf course as a whole, it's got a pretty long history here in Murfreesboro, doesn't it?
Yeah, 1985 is the year the course opened. So we're coming up on our 40-year anniversary this year.
That's cool. And Nate, do you play golf?
Not well.
Not well. Okay.
Yeah, that's so my joke, he was talking about Bloomfield Links. And when Trey and I first started working together, we went out to Bloomfield. I had never been there. And on the first hole, you know, I outdrove him, which is, you know, a par 3. It's a joke because it was only like 40 yards, and he's obviously pro, and I'm not good at golf. But I've held that in my back pocket for a long time, that I outdrove him at Bloomfield Links.
What got you interested in golf the very first time?
Like when I first started playing golf?
Yeah.
I found my grandfather's old clubs. I played baseball growing up, or, you know, when I was really young, and then found his old clubs, and he had introduced me to the game. He passed away when I was really young. I was probably 10 or 11, and I found him, and I just got out in the yard. I was an only kid growing up, so it was something I could get out in the yard and hit golf balls around. I didn't need somebody to play catch with me. Dad was always willing to, but not always there, working sometimes. So,
did you grow up here in Murfreesboro?
I did not. I'm from Mississippi originally, North Mississippi.
They have golf courses out there, I
they
guess.
Do have golf courses there.
Cool.
And they still require clothes.
Interesting. I had no idea.
But it's not just Murfreesboro that require clothes.
I was curious.
Trey, talk about the Kids Play Free program. I think that's something unique and really exciting that we have at Old Fort Golf Course.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Bloomfield Links, the initial sign up happens at Old Fort. If you come in the clubhouse, come in the pro shop there, sign up. But any child under the age of 18 can play Bloomfield Links absolutely free. We get a membership card for them. And then as they go to Bloomfield, we do ask that they check in, register with the staff there. And it's not just for Murfreesboro residents. So anyone under the age of 18 can play at Bloomfield for free.
So what about golf lessons? If somebody wants to sign up for something like that, how do they go about doing that?
We've got a number of different programs. So starting at age 3 and up, we've got different junior programs. Starting you at golf, ages 3 to 5, we've got Linksters. That's 5 to up to age 13, and then private lessons after that. The best way to sign up is go to our website, oldfortgolfclub.com. Find the instruction tab and then look if you're either looking for junior lessons or private lessons. All of our instructors are listed there, how to contact them. Some you can even book online with.
Nate, a lot's been done at Old Fort Park. I mean, the golf course redone, and then what else has taken place over the last couple of years?
Yeah, we talked about this a lot recently, but you'd know, you're from around here, but Old Fort Park was really first capstone park in Murfreesboro, first huge investment, I think, in the park systems in the 70s and 80s. And it's a big park that's right in the center kind of town that a lot of people go to for various reasons. But we've been really going through a facelift of the park, the golf course renovation, even though it's not part of the park, it's still connected to and it's its own entity. But that golf course renovation, along with the addition of the skate park that opened last year, and then the renovation of the original 8 courts, there are now 6 tennis and 6 pickleball courts. And right now we've already had it out to bid and got under contract to renovate the front field and that parking area. So that field, when it's done, will have new LED lighting, synthetic turf. And we're also going to correct all the parking and stormwater issues that we have out there. If you've been out there after a rain event, even 2 or 3 weeks after a rain event, a lot of times there's still water standing out there. So that'll correct all of that.
Synthetic turf, that's being used at a lot of different facilities within the parks now.
It is. Yeah, we look at that opportunity every time we can, because it just makes it so much more playable. You can play year-round, get more teams on there, more practices, that kind of stuff. It just much more functional, less maintenance of it as well. It's something that's really changed the way we can offer our fields to the public at large.
When you say synthetic turf, a lot of people may be thinking about that fake green grass that rolls out that people put on their patio and have since the 60s, but it's not quite the same as that anymore.
It's not the same at all. You know, people remember the old AstroTurf that they played football on, you know, lots of injuries and stuff like that. It's first of all a drainage system. Underneath the field is gravel and headers that take the water and then push that to stormwater. But it is a fabric that's meshed together and sewn together, that's broomed up, and then you have infill inside of that. So there's a small layer of sand that's on the bottom, and then some other crumb rubber type product as well. If you go out to Siegel and you walk on that field out there, it's synthetic. It feels pretty much the exact same as walking on natural grass.
And it looks like natural grass. I mean, it's a little bit taller than what I guess most people think of when they think of AstroTurf.
It resembles the playability. If you go to Siegel, you know, of course it's brighter, you know, it looks really good, but it's obviously not real grass. But if you walk from one field to another, you'd get basically the same bounce, the same feel, the same height of the blade and stuff like that. And they're made for specific products. So at Old Fort, we'll have ball field, even infield as well.
How often do you have to actually replace that, or does it fade in the sun?
It doesn't fade. You know, over time, just like anything that sits out, it'll have some damage to it just from usage and stuff. You know, it's designed to last 10 years. At Siegel, we're looking at hopefully getting 8 years just because it's used so much. We're around the clock 7 days a week. So yeah, and then it's a pretty straightforward process when you go to replace it.
And then going back to Trey, you know, we've talked a lot in the past with Nate about different tournaments, like soccer tournaments that are held here. Are there golf tournaments that are held in Murfreesboro as well?
We host a number of different events, everything from middle school and high school golf matches up to competitive, even semi-pro events we've had in the past. This year, we've got a number of charity tournaments as well. We've got the FCA does a big fundraiser golf tournament out there in May, Home Builders Association. We've got a lot of different groups that come out, charities, things like that, but then a lot of junior golf as well, a lot of junior tournaments, SNED's Tour. We've got a couple USGA qualifiers, so a lot of different events.
How do groups go about renting out the golf course in order to hold like a fundraiser?
They need to contact me. They can call the golf shop at Old Fort, or they can email me. We can get that information over to them, how to do that.
Now, Nate, are there any additional plans in the works for any more golf courses?
You know, not right now. We just went through that renovation. I think that, you know, we're always looking at different opportunities when it comes to recreation amenities. Nothing imminent. There's some more improvements every year. We have the opportunity, and thankfully for our council and administration who believe in these types of things, to continually improve what we have. So I think if you ask many people, I think it's a pretty good consensus that Old Fort's one of the best public courses, you know, around. The little bit I play, it's just enjoyable to be out there, and just the staff out there do a tremendous job. We got really knowledgeable people in the pro shop, and just Trey does just a tremendous job, you know, leading that group of people to have the course that we have.
Now, at one point, if I'm not mistaken, the city operated the VA golf course. I don't remember how long that was. It a contract or what was that?
Yeah, it was a contract. There was it was a year-to-year lease that the city would have with the VA. So we couldn't really secure a long-term lease with that. So with that uncertainty, it's really hard to plan. But, you know, I think the similarity to playing nine holes and the quality of course that we have at Old Fort, we looked at that and, you know, it's relatively similar, you know, to the VA. And we just want to put a focus on what we have at Old Fort.
Are there a lot of golf courses in Rutherford County or around Rutherford County when compared to other counties and cities?
I would say the demand for golf is probably because of the influx that we've seen. And I think also with the popularity golf has since COVID, that has caused more people to want to be outside doing things. There's probably more of a demand on golf than there ever has been in this area. How it compares to other areas, I don't know that information. It seems like we have quite a few golf courses. I think just many of them, especially in the greater Nashville area, are all growing private. So the demand for probably public golf is quite a bit higher maybe than average.
It'll be interesting to see once we kind of get through this phase of the past couple years, because Old Fort was shut down for 6 months. And then there were a couple private courses that were open. You know, we got Champions Run, you got Indian Hills, and now Stones River shut down for a renovation. So I think people who usually play there are kind of either coming to the public side or the private side.
What else is happening right now within the parks outside of the world of golf?
The world of golf. Yeah, I like that's Trey's world of golf. No, we're the other big thing that I wanted to talk about is something I think the community is really excited about as Veterans Park. That's under contract. And we break ground this Friday at 10 o'clock on site at Veterans Park. 153 acres, going to have a great network of trail systems, pavilions, event space, some multi-purpose fields that are just going to be kind of flat places for people to just unofficially go out and enjoy rolling a ball around. And then a destination playground that I think is going to be something that people are really going to find unique and a staple of the park system when it's done.
And give us an idea of where this park is actually located on Veterans Parkway.
Yeah, so if you're coming from downtown Murfreesboro down Highway 96, and you turn right on Veterans right at that Kroger, it's about 3/4 of a mile down, and then it's a big open space that we're about to see a lot of dirt moving. So the first phase of that's going to be a lot of utility work. People won't see a park just popping up. This really is kind of a development project, a lot of underground utility work, and then grading. So we're excited to get it going, and everybody's going to be pleased. But anybody who wants to come join us and break some ground, we'll be out there this Friday.
Now, the land that this park is on, kind of what, like rolling hills, small rolling hills, is that what it looks like?
Yeah, you know, the site should balance itself with the type of new landscape that we're going to have. So, but yeah, rolling hills and just a great place for a park. You know, we swapped that property with Middle Tennessee Electric for what was going to be the park on the west side of town, and couldn't be happier with this property and how it's going to add to the park system.
The piece of land that would have been the park space, what did that look like compared to this land that you have
now?
Yeah,
it's more of a triangular piece of property, and I think it lends itself better to be more of a development project, some type of potentially commercial development. It's right off of 840. This one's a little bit closer to town, a little bit easier access, and just the type of natural beauty that we have. I think that we're going to be able to do a lot of things from a natural resource perspective to be able to demonstrate what type of plants are native to Murfreesboro that can be grown and people may be able to incorporate with their landscaping at their house.
It's not heavily treed, like, for example, like Barfield Park.
I cut you off. I was excited to answer your question.
I have no idea what I was going to say anyway. But it's not heavily treed like Barfield Park is. So what will those trails look like?
They'll go through kind of meadows, I think is kind of they're specified on the plans. But we'll be planting some trees, and then it'll go beside some existing tree lines and stuff. Maybe something more similar to Gateway Island. You know, it's not going to be Barfield. It's not going to be the North Murfreesboro Greenway where you're covered in a canopy. but I think it'll be refreshing. I think people really like what we have. We're going to focus through those trails on native grasses and stuff like that.
So again, the groundbreaking for this park is going to be when?
This Friday, 10 o'clock on site.
And what is the timeline for when you actually open this park?
Yeah, it's going to take some time. This is over 500 days of construction. It's a big park.
Is it just you out there doing all the digging? And
you know, yeah, just going out there and just moving a little bit of dirt at a time.
But that's a lot of work.
No, it's a big project. So we're pleased so far with the approach and the strategy of the contractor, and I think they're going to do a good job for us.
How do you go about picking a contractor for building a park? I mean, you don't see a lot of those contractors, I wouldn't guess, out there.
This one, we thought from the very beginning, was going to be a majority of a grading project. It's a big piece of property that they might be able to sub out some of the more park elements of it, and that's what happened. So we put it out for public bid, got several responses. I think we got 8 or 9 responses, and then we picked the lowest qualified bidder, and then we got the process going, took it to council, and council was excited to see that. Our mayor and council have been pushing for a park on the west side of town for some time, so keeping them engaged in the process throughout getting us to this point has been fun, and we're just really ready to get it going.
I was going to mention, if you're interested in seeing what it looks like, we have some renderings that we have, and we've got those on the website at Veterans Park and on our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Marketing coordinator Lynn Caldwell. Mm-hmm. If we go to Facebook, what do we type in?
Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation.
Scroll down, you'll see
that. Yeah, scroll down the website. It's the post that we had yesterday. We shared some of the renderings, and that's just kind of cool to see. But we have all kinds of things happening, a lot of different events. One that we're excited about is the National Take a Walk in the Park Day. And that is, obviously, it's a national day, but it's something that we're kind of just starting here. And this year, we're going to kick it off at Barfield. And it's kind of from sunrise to sunset. And we're going to really just try to count how many people get out and take a walk in the park. We've got a lot of exciting things happening. The staff will be on site there with just different information about all the things that are out at Barfield. So it's going to be a great kind of educational and fun day to get out there.
How do you go about counting folks in the park? That's going to be kind of a tough one.
We have a little counter, and we're going to try our best to count as many people as we can that go through, specifically at Barfield. Of course, we encourage people to get out and take a walk anywhere, but for this first year, we're really going to try to just count out there. And we do have a hashtag that we're going to release next week where people can kind of go through and then also use our hashtag, and that'll help us as well.
And there is a lot to see at Barfield Park. It's kind of different, I would say, from the other parks within Murfreesboro.
Right, absolutely. And there's going to be a lot of neat, like I said, kind of an educational twist on it where we'll have that information for people to see exactly the different types of plants and native things that are special to that area.
It seems like something people always talk about are the owls that are at Barfield Park.
Yes.
Now, are those owls inside the Wilderness Station, or do folks actually see them out on the trails?
So both, which is really neat because, you know, a lot of times you don't get the opportunity to see an owl. Most of them are nocturnal.
We have Rachel Singer with us, assistant director from Parks and Rec.
Owls are fascinating to a lot of people. So the Wilderness Station we actually have 3 ambassador owls. They're non-releasable. They were injured, can't be released in the wild. And so the Wilderness Station staff uses those for programming, and they're on display. So 2 little screech owls and a barred owl can be seen anytime you go to the Wilderness Station. The unique part about Barfield, though, is that we have a resident family of barred owls, and barred owls we call them opportunistic. So they are owls that can be seen at night or during the day. And so we get a lot of hikers that come through and say, you know, really excited that they've seen barred owls out on the trails. We do know that they have a nest back in our campground. They've raised several rounds of chicks. So they're just real popular.
So how big are those owls? Because some owls get pretty big.
They do. So they're our second largest owl in Tennessee, just second to the great horned owl. So it stands about 2 feet.
Wow.
And has a wingspan of about 4 feet.
That's pretty big then.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Probably couldn't miss it if you saw that thing on the trail.
Right. Well, they're masters of camouflage, so easy to miss. But like I said, hikers are really excited when they get a glance at them.
Do a lot of people get the chance to like take a picture of it and everything?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I actually have a picture in my office that one of our photographers took several years ago, and it's from that same family back in the campground.
Well, that's cool. And then the campground itself, is that heavily used, and how is it used?
Yeah, so it's a unique campground. It's a backpacking learning campground, so you can't drive into it. And the staff does a great job offering programs. Several several times a year, we have family campouts where you can come and learn how to backpack. We try to make it as easy as possible. We have gear that can either be rented or in some of our programs is just included in the cost. We have a staff member teaches you how to pack, leave no trace principles, and what to expect, and then we'll help you kind of get back to the campground. So the urge is that we get people to learn to backpack and get their gear back there by themselves. So we don't like to gator things back there. You know, it is a process and a learning curve for some people. So, but it's people that can go through it really feel accomplished because they've carried everything they need for the night on their back, and they've survived in the wild.
You don't typically see a place to go camping within a city park. It's kind of unusual.
Yeah, we're really unique with that. And, you know, we really like to kind of use that as a learning piece for people to learn how to do it properly with us. And then the hope is if they enjoy it to go out to, you know, some larger tracts of land, maybe outside of the city where it's a little bit more wild. Yeah. So we're kind of the first step for that.
Well, that's cool. And Barfield Park is also pretty large. Now, how many acres is Barfield Park?
Yep. So we're almost 500. So we just added the 73 acres on the backside, which is just a great amenity for us. And we've got a trail that runs through there now. So you can just links into the Barfield trails and you can keep going. That property, you know, it was a farm for generations. And so it's very different. You know that you're not in the woods anymore. But it's unique because, you know, like Veterans Park, we're going to have another grassland system in there. We're going to keep it open with our native grasses. So people will get a whole nother unique ecosystem through their hikes.
If you haven't been out to Barfield Park in a while, when did that latest trail open? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people who haven't been on it yet.
Right. I think we opened it last fall. And so we've already gotten a lot of compliments. People love it. It's a small trail right now, and we're going to add to it. But it's a great opportunity just to get on, you know, like I said, a new environment, and it feels very different when you come out of the woods.
And how many miles of trails do you have actually within Barfield Park itself?
So we have 5 miles, and then, this spur adds just another 0.5 mile. So 5.5 of hiking miles. And then we have about 9 miles of mountain bike trails.
You know, what's wild is when you think about it, those trails are on just a section of the entire Barfield land. So I'm wondering how many acres are actually used for the trail system, because you can actually put a lot of trails within a fairly small area. When I say small, over 100 acres, obviously, but
you can. And there's, you know, there's different ways to look at how to build trails. We were pretty intentional when we built those hiking trails that we made big loops, and that kind of that way you're not fragmenting habitat for wildlife. And they've got an area that they can move through and feel comfortable in. So, you know, the back, probably the front of the park is about 100 acres where you're going to have your amenities such as your ball fields and your pavilions and playgrounds. So really that back, you know, 400 acres is trail system.
And there are a lot of trails, and some of those trails, of course, are paved asphalt.
Right. Yep. And that's a really popular one that leads to the river overlook, and also leads to the front of the park. It splits and then to our campground. And then from there, it goes to just the single track dirt trails where you feel like you're, you know, more into a state park at that point.
That's cool. And then, of course, the Greenway, it does connect to Barfield Park. You stay off the road, go under the bridge, I guess.
What right.
Go under Veterans Parkway.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of connectivity there. People are really able to move from one side of the city to the other. And then once they get to Barfield on the kind of the south terminus of the city, as far as the trails, then they're able to get into some more wild trails.
Do you have a lot of people who bike or jog to work?
I think we do.
Toward downtown.
Right.
We see it. Our office is on Thompson Lane, and I think, you know, we see a lot of people that are commuting back and forth, mm-hmm. especially in the afternoons. You know, we'll get out and see people. So, yeah, the Greenway, I think, is by far our most popular amenity that we have. It's mm-hmm. used a lot of people, especially during COVID. That was kind of their outlet to be able to get out. And, you know, like we've said a lot during COVID, I think that was their only time. But once COVID kind of ended, everybody saw what the whole park system had to offer. And we've been blessed to be able to, you know, provide some great stuff for the people who live in Murfreesboro and the people who visit Murfreesboro.
You know, I think of like Washington, D.C., the Potomac River, the trail that goes along that. It kind of reminds me of that, but much safer, of course, here in Murfreesboro. But
you know, you said something that just made me think our trail system, our park system is so safe. You know, I think, you know, of course, Murfreesboro is a great place to live. It's not dangerous whatsoever. But our police department, we've got 8 or 9 police officers who are designated just for our park system. So they're always out on the greenway, always within the parks. And we just appreciate their hard work to make people, you know, safe and feel safe.
Now, do they also patrol the trails like on a UTV like they used to? What do they do?
Yeah, so they've got a UTV, like you said, a couple of them that they'll get out. And, you know, at Barfield, if they come out there, they can grab one of ours and get out there and patrol. So we just got a great partnership with Murfreesboro Police Department and the couple of groups that we get to work with.
Now, the recent flooding that we had, did that cause any damage at any of the trailheads or anything?
Yeah, more aesthetic than anything. You know, we had a rain event last May that really took out a whole bridge, and we had to close it for some time. But nothing like that, but more aesthetic with some landscaping and stuff like that. But it's always a big cleanup after. A lot of mud gets up on the trail, but our team did a really good job getting it open just within a couple of days.
I guess I didn't realize that about the bridge. What bridge was it?
It's the South Ridge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trailhead was shut down for probably 3 months.
Okay.
We had some structural issues that happened. So our guys were able to get out there and, you know, make it temporarily available until some permanent work was put in to make it fixed. So.
And then what else is happening right now this time of year within the park system?
I wanted Rachel to touch a little bit on our youth-led program because that's a new thing that we have going on and we've got a deadline for that coming up.
Yes. So we're excited about this program. It's unique and innovative. To my knowledge, there's nobody else doing a program like this in the state, probably beyond that. But youth-led, so LED stands for Leadership, Environment, and Design. And this is an intensive summer program for our teenagers, so junior year and up. And there's an application process. So we really want those youth to be engaged, the ones that want to be outside and learning. There's a permaculture certificate that goes along with it. And permaculture is just combining kind of our traditional crops with our native plants in an ecological design plot. So kind of in our landscaping, small plots. But this is going to be really helpful for kids and kind of that next generation to learn as, communities are, you know, the green space is going away and a lot of people don't know where their food is coming from and people want to know more about how to grow their own food and do it, sustainably. So this all helps with that. We're grabbing those teenagers, they're going to have a great summer with us. It's going to be a lot of work, but we're going to make it fun. The curriculum is really fun. It's hands-on. They're going to be doing that in the afternoons at Patterson. In the mornings when they get there, they're going out with our natural resource team, and they're actually, you know, getting their hands dirty at some of our natural areas and working alongside the team in some projects. So they're really going to kind of understand how all of that comes together. And then it's going to culminate with they're going to do their own design for permaculture, and they're going to be able to take that, you know, maybe to their homes or to their friends and just, you know, be able to kind of spread that that concept out. So we do have a deadline. It's April 7th. We've got a couple spots left that we're looking to fill. It's going to be small, you know, a small team of people. So they're really going to get a lot of attention, a lot of hands on. It's going to be a fun program.
Do programs like that help to kind of cultivate and maybe bring up future parks employees as well?
That's what we're hoping. And with this, they can also, you know, go different directions. They can start their own landscaping company and kind of bring these concepts into it. So, and that's why we wanted to reach out to those teens that are getting ready to graduate high school. And, you know, whether they go to college or they're looking for something else, it's going to be an opportunity, kind of a tool in their toolbox to use.
Have you had many employees go on to become maybe park rangers at the national parks or anything like that? I know we don't live in areas like the West Coast where you have tons of national parks everywhere, but do we have that here to where some are going for that?
We do. Absolutely. There's a couple that comes to mind. They were with us several years ago and they came as camp counselors. And then they started dating as camp counselors, got married, and now they're out at, where are they? They were at the Rockies. I think actually now they're at the Smokies. Cool. And they both became Rangers. Yeah. So, but we do have a few others have gone on to state park rangers as well.
That's cool. And again, we're talking about Murfreesboro Parks and Rec this morning. We've got to take a short break. And then when we come back, we'll tell you about the underwater egg hunt that is coming up and more. You're tuned to WGNS.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Talking about Murfreesboro Parks and Rec this morning. So what are we going to close with here?
We're dropping like flies in here, Scott.
I know.
We're losing people. Everybody's got to get out and get stuff going this morning. So
it's hard. It's tough.
We're just so eager to get the things done that we have. So.
Yeah. What else is happening within the parks? I know we mentioned the underwater egg hunt. When is that going to be?
Yes, that is going to be on April 12th. So that's a Saturday. That's a really fun and popular event. You can sign up online. There's different times so that we can manage the numbers of people in the pool. I think there's three or four different times that you can sign up for. But it's just kind of a little twist on an Easter egg hunt, and you get to find the eggs in the water. And then we have snacks and games and prizes and lots of different things happening. And that's at Patterson Park Community Center.
And y'all have done this for years.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's definitely one of our favorite events.
How do you get those eggs to go underwater and actually stay there?
It's a trade secret, Scott. We can't tell you.
Can't share that. But I will tell you, it's really fun. Everybody really, really likes it. Another fun event that we have is our season open house out at Cannonsburg Village, and that's new. So we still have our Pioneer Days event, which is at the end of April, April 26th, but we are kicking off with an open house on April 5th. So that's just like, I think, in 2 weeks. That's going to be a free event. We're going to have all kinds of demonstrations happening, live music, the cloggers. It's very similar to Pioneer Days, but we don't have all of the craft vendors and things like that. So it's just kind of a great opportunity to come out, walk around the village, see everything that we have going on. Again, enjoy the music. There'll be food trucks and entertainment, and just kind of a fun day to come out and enjoy the village.
And just how far back do some of those buildings at Cannonsburg date? How old are they?
You know, 1800s. Cannonsburg was built as a bicentennial project. Murfreesboro, 1976, won a third place national award for it. And it's been here ever since, and glad to have it as part of the park system.
So some of those buildings really are, you know, over 100 years old.
Yeah, and they came from all over Rutherford County, and just each one has a unique history and a unique story that you can go in and read about and look at and kind of take a step back in time.
Now, the church that is on site, I know for a while there were weddings there on a fairly regular basis. Is that still happening?
Yeah, we do some weddings out there. You know, there's different types of stuff. We're trying to kind of reinvigorate the programming at Cannonsburg to, you know, everybody's been there at some point. We just need to, you know, come up with reasons for people to come back and really take a step back in time. It's a great place if you're walking on the Greenway just to kind of take a stroll through and look through, you know, the different buildings and just fun place.
And some changes coming to that whole area. I know we talk about it every time, but the daylighting of Town Creek, which will make its way over to Cannonsburg.
Yeah. So we're going to be opening up Town Creek from Murphy Spring all the way down to Cannonsburg. And that's going to be just a really unique space in downtown Murfreesboro. It's something that universally, I think everybody's pretty excited about to see happening. And it'll really change the face of downtown Murfreesboro.
Hey, you don't hear a lot of people saying, you know, I can't stand that Down Creek.
Yeah, it's I think another example of just, you know, trying to set a precedence in preservation. We're going to say, you know, this is an area that we're going to open up and preserve and keep green. And I think that we have the opportunity to do that in the park system. We have several tracts of property that we're just getting with and preserve for generations to come. You know, we have a unique relationship with American Battlefield Trust where we've taken accepted donations of properties that have conservation easements on them, and we can add them to the park system and just say, we're just going to preserve this and keep it green.
Very cool. And then when will that project actually be finished? Because have you actually started that daylighting of Town Creek yet?
You know, the actual daylighting hasn't started. There's a lot to that project as far as the property acquisition, then demolition. And, you know, I don't know the exact date where people will see that, you know, really starting to open up, but there's just so much work, like everything. There's utility work that goes into it. So there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that's happening now before you see. It's not as easy as it seems, is I guess what I'm saying.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Again, talking about Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, and we're already out of time. And if you'd like to learn more about the park system, just go to what website?
You can go to murfreesboroparks.com, and we got everything on there. There's a calendar for every day where you can look up all kinds of fun stuff to do in Murfreesboro.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. So many people buy so many different things. You know, I go out to eat, and I like eating steak, where my wife will end up getting her salmon. Our salmon is cut fresh, so she loves her salmon. It's one of those places that you can go. You can get pastas or chicken. You know, the kids love it. Get what you want at Demas's Restaurant and not be limited just to one or two items. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time, at least master prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.